80% vs 90% plus condensing furnaces. What's different and why it matters in the field? The real field differences between a standard 80% furnace and a 90% plus condensing furnace. The secondary heat exchanger, condensate, vent material and category, and the failure modes unique to each. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is, the numbers a few. Annual fuel utilization efficiency, basically how much of the gas's heat ends up in the house versus going up the flue. The split between 80% and 90% plus furnaces isn't just a rating. It's two physically different machines that you vent, drain, and service differently. 80% furnace non-condensing, category I, one heat exchanger. Flue gas leads hot enough that water vapor stays a vapor and goes up a metal vent. Roughly a fifth of the heat goes out the flue. 90% plus furnace condensing, category Roman IV, adds a secondary heat exchanger that pulls so much heat out of the flue gas that the water vapor in it condenses to liquid. That recovered latent heat is the efficiency gain. The byproduct is acidic condensate and cool, wet flue gas that has to be vented in plastic. If you remember one thing, a 90% plus furnace makes water on purpose, and that water, plus the plastic vent it requires, is where most of the unique service work lives. How it's built differently. The 80% furnace has a single primary heat exchanger, a draft inducer, and a metal flue single wall or B vent that runs up and out. The flue gases leave around 350 to 450 degrees, hot enough to rise and stay dry. No drain. The 90% plus furnace adds secondary condensing heat exchanger, often a coil of corrosion-resistant tubing or a fin secondary downstream of the primary. The mostly spent flue gas gives up its last heat here and condenses. Condensate drain system, a collector box, a trap, and tubing carry the acidic water away. There's frequently a condensate side pressure switch tied to the drain, PVC/CPVC venting and usually intake. Flue gas now leaves around 100 to 130 degrees, too cool to drive a natural draft and wet, so it's force vented through plastic, may or sealed combustion tube pipe. One pipe brings outdoor air in, one takes flue gas out. A second pressure switch in many designs, proving the added flow resistance of the secondary and the drain. How it's vented and drained. 80%/category I. Vents into a metal chimney or B vent. Drafts with inducer assist up and out. Sizing and clearances follow the appliance category and the fuel gas venting provisions. No condensate. 90%+/category Roman IV. Positive pressure, sealed plastic vent. The vent length and number of elbows are limited per the installation listing. Every elbow counts against your maximum equivalent length. Terminations have clearance rules to windows, soffits, grade, and each other intake vs exhaust spacing. The condensate must drain to an approved point, and in many jurisdictions it needs neutralizing before it hits certain drains, because its acidic pH often around 3 to 5. In the field, the startup sequence is identical to any furnace. What changes is your inspection and your failure tree. On an 80%, you check the metal vent for corrosion, proper rise, disconnection, and spillage. You test draft and CO. On a 90% plus, you add, clear the condensate trap and drain, confirm the drain slopes and isn't airlocked, inspect the plastic vent for sags, hold water and cause nuisance pressure switch trips, confirm the intake and exhaust terminations are clear and properly spaced, and check the secondary heat exchanger for the corrosion and cracking these are prone to. Normal values and targets. Flue temperature, about 350 to 450 degrees on an 80%. About 100 to 130 degrees on a 90% plus the cool flue is normal and expected on a condenser. Temperature rise, both types still must hit the rating plate rise band. That doesn't change with efficiency. Condensate production. A 90% plus furnace produces meaningful water during operation, often on the order of a half gallon to a gallon plus per hour of high fire run on a big unit. Dry trap during a long run usually means it's draining good or the collector is plugged bad. Vent equivalent length. Stay within the listed maximum for the pipe diameter, counting elbows as equivalent feet per the instructions. Manifold pressure slash flame sense. Same targets as any furnace. Common faults and what they mean. 80% specific. Spillage slash backdraft. Disconnected or corroded metal vent. Block chimney. Or a depressurized house pulling flue gas back down. Test draft. This is a CO risk. Rusted through primary exchanger. Standard efficiency exchangers fail from thermal cycling and often chronic low temperature rise causing condensation in an exchanger not built to handle it. 90% plus specific. Nuisance pressure switch lockouts. The number one condensing furnace call. A plug trap. Airlock drain. sagging vent holding water or frozen condensate line raises back pressure and opens the pressure switch. Clear the drain and check vent slope before condemning a switch. Water leaking from the cabinet, cracked collector box, split drain tubing, or a frozen slash block drain backing up. Failed secondary heat exchanger. Acidic condensate corrodes the secondary over years. It can crack or rot through, causing combustion issues and CO. Frozen vent slash intake termination. A vent terminating too low or in a snow zone can ice over, blocking flow and tripping the pressure switch. Tech tips and gotchas. On any condensing furnace, no heat that flashes a pressure switch code. Go to the drain first. Clear the trap. Pour water through it. Confirm it drains and doesn't airlock. You'll fix most of them right there without a part. A cool, wet flue on a 90% plus is correct. Don't diagnose low flue temperature as a problem. That's the efficiency working. Never vent a 90% plus in metal or an 80% in PVC. The condenser would destroy a metal vent with acid. The 80% S hot flue would melt slash deform PVC. The category dictates the material. Full stop. Check vent slope. Horizontal flue runs on a condenser should pitch back toward the furnace so condensate drains to the collector, not pooled in a low spot. A belly in the pipe is a recurring nuisance strip generator. Acidic condensate eats things. It'll corrode a furnace base, a metal drain pan, cast iron, and concrete over time. Neutralizer cartridges exist for a reason. Know your local rule. Safety/code notes. Vent material, length, and termination clearances follow the appliance category and the fuel gas code venting provisions. Category I metal for 80%, category Roman IV sealed plastic for 90% plus. Never substitute combustion air per the mechanical slash fuel gas code. Sealed combustion two pipe units draw their own and are less sensitive to a tight house, but the intake still has to be clear and correctly terminated. Condensate disposal and where required neutralization follow the plumbing slash mechanical code condensate provisions. Acidic discharge to an unapproved point is a violation. Any spillage, blocked vent, or suspected exchanger failure, verify draft and test CO with an analyzer before returning to service.